This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly League One podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. With me, Rob Daly, Steve Wiss and James Easton, French football and betting experts. Gents, another good week up 8.67 units for the season on the top flight in France. James, how did you get on round 10 of the season?
Good week, Rob. Two winners, one loser. We had a surprise defeat for Marseille last week, which cost both Steve and myself. But two winners on the other game, so two out of three profit overall last week.
Yeah, we were staring down the barrel of a gun, weren't we, at one point? I think the show was minus three units, but we rebounded really well on the Sunday afternoon. We're still the top-performing show of the European Soccer Leagues on BetRivers. The Championship guys, they're closing in right behind us. I've got to give a big shout-out to them. George is picking goal scorers from everywhere right now. So, let's just keep up the good work.
Steve, are you watching the other shows? Are you keeping an eye on?
Do you know what? Well, when a show is performing that well, who can not possibly ignore them? You know, I also want to give a big shout out to the MLS boys. They've had a fantastic season heading into the playoffs, plus 40 units overall.
Unreal numbers. I had to make sure I read that right the first time I saw that coming. Unbelievable stuff from them. Look, we've got a cracking week to get through. Lots of games to touch upon. At Because We Win on social media, if you want more from Steve and James and all the guys and all the aforementioned shows, because they're posting stuff on those account that account on Twitter all the time. Marseille losing, we can get to now, because look, it's Paris Saint-Germain against Marseille, one of the standout fixtures of the season. Sunday night, late kickoff, you got to watch this. Paris Saint-Germain against Marseille from the French capital. You both have main picks here, is that right? Both have main picks.
Yeah.
Let's get into this. I think we should spend a fair bit of time on this game. James, both teams to score.
Yeah, my pick on the game, Rob, is both teams to score. So we can come back to that. It's obviously a huge fixture. This is a massive game in France. Everybody, I think, now knows that, with football being shown all over the world. Goes straight back to the 1980s, a massive rivalry between these two clubs from then. And yeah, it'll be huge. It's in Paris. It looks like Marseille fans are banned from attending, which is to avoid crowd trouble, which may be a factor in the match. But I think the only place to start, Rob, is with the news coming out of PSG this week that Kylian Mbappe reportedly wants to leave the club.
How reliable is this stuff? It's from Le Parisien.
Yeah, it looks pretty reliable. It's been reported in Spain. It's been picked up in France. It was being talked about last night by the likes of Thierry Henry on TV. It looks pretty reliable. Whether he wants to leave or not, is he unhappy? We know that he is, because he said that himself. And what is he unhappy with? He's unhappy with the position that he's playing on the pitch. So PSG this season is essentially a 3-4-2-1 formation with Neymar and Messi behind Mbappe. And that, for Mbappe, is the problem. He prefers playing alongside another striker. We know this. He came through the ranks at Monaco and was fantastic in his first full season next to Falcao. Although maybe he and Olivier Giroud are not particularly close off the pitch, he really enjoys playing alongside him for France. So this is the problem. He is the furthest man up the pitch, being described as the pivot in this team, the attacking pivot. And Neymar and Messi have got most of the freedom that he would like to have. I think the first thing to say here is that he made a mistake in staying at PSG. It was fairly clear at the time it was a gamble. And I think that's what we're seeing play out now. And what I would say is this: if your role on the pitch is as important to you as it appears to be for Kylian Mbappe, he took a massive risk by staying, because it was on the premise that PSG would sign a number nine to play alongside him. Now, there aren't that many out there. It was always going to be difficult for PSG to get the one or two that there were, mainly Lewandowski, which is, I think, the player PSG wanted. What's incredible is that if it is important to you to play alongside a number nine, the club he turned down, Real Madrid,
They've got a good one.
In Karim Benzema, who you have a good relationship with on the pitch with France, and with whom you get along really well off the pitch, from what we hear. So it was Yeah, to say it was a gamble was an understatement. And what we're seeing unravel now is the fact that PSG were not able to sign that player in the transfer window, that world-class number nine who'd be good enough to play alongside him and be of his standard. And yeah, if it's that important to you, Mbappe, you've probably made a mistake in staying. Now, the issue after that is, does he have the right to complain when he's being supplied with chances by, you know, Neymar and Messi? And that's the point we've heard made by Thierry Henry this week since the news broke on TV. Sometimes you just have to do a job for the team, you know, and it's working pretty well. He's scoring a lot of goals.
8 goals in 9 league games, yeah.
Yeah, great figures. And the three of them generally are all playing really, really well. So it's a difficult situation for the club to manage. It's a very difficult situation for Christophe Galtier, the manager, to manage. If he is unhappy, it will have repercussions, whether we like it or not, on the morale in that dressing room and how well they play, because he's just such a big name player. And the transfer, the contract extension was so high profile. So PSG go into this game with some huge issues off the pitch. I mean, it's going to run for the next 3 or 4 days, I think, Steve, isn't it? Up until kickoff.
Like 3 or 4 months, isn't it?
Well, probably, yes. And, you know, and it is a factor. And I think Marseille will look at this thinking, do you know what? We have a chance here of maybe undermining them. We actually saw Rance last week draw 0-0 with PSG. PSG were extremely fractious and tetchy in that match. And I think Igor Tudor, the Marseille manager, will be looking at that. I'm thinking we've got a chance to rile them here because they're pretty riled already before the game started. So, yeah, I think issues off the pitch. I still think PSG are likely to win, but it's certainly a talking point they could do without at the moment.
Do you know what? I'm sick of Kylian Mbappe. I really am. I think he's one of the biggest ego in world football. I think he's one of the most selfish players in world football. And he's definitely not a team player. I watched the Thierry Henry remarks on CBS last night, and I'd encourage anyone to watch those. It was a great conversation they had in the studio, actually.
Yeah.
And I think there was a lot of home truths that he came out with. He's been quite protective over Mbappe over the last couple of years. But yeah, finally, I think basically told him what he thought about it. And Mbappe would do well to listen to that. But it's a distraction. Look, if he wants to go on strike for this game or something against his employers, then be my guest.
I mean, he played last night and scored from the penalty spot.
Well, yeah, and the penalty thing, I think, has been a thing. Like, you know, there's no doubt that Neymar's the better penalty taker, but it always has to be about him, Mbappe. And I think the only time he's ever really been happy playing football in the last few years is with the national team. And that's probably is because he's the main man there in a lot of respects. And look, there's definitely, I'm not really encouraged by a lot of things PSG at the moment. They started the season really well, but they're not looking as strong anymore. And Marseille have got a chance here. I mean, would you be backing PSG as a -300 favourite here? Not in my opinion. I mean, I'm not saying they can't win the game, but I think it's a really, really short price. And it's a good chance for Marseille to come to Paris and get something. I mean, your bet there, James, Marseille are actually -175 just to score a goal on their own, which I think is quite a big price. The only thing I don't like is Donnarumma. I think he's probably PSG's best player right now. I think the goalkeeper, I think in a few years' time, we're going to be looking at this keeper and he'll be the best in the world. I think he's really, really strong and he's in good form. So that does concern me a little bit. However, you can't keep getting lucky and giving these chances away. So I do like your pick there. My pick's going to be in the card market, which I'll come to in a minute. But I don't know if you want to go back to your BTTS, James. Here.
Yeah, so on that, Donnarumma was the concern here because he is in great form. I think there have been big question marks, certainly among the PSG fans, about the decision to make him the unequivocal number one goalkeeper, because Keylor Navas is really popular with the PSG fans. And certainly last season, a lot of supporters questioned how much Donnarumma was playing. I think this season, the decision to go with Donnarumma is being vindicated. He's obviously the better long-term bet because he's a lot younger and he is growing into that role now. So he'll be a problem for Marseille trying to score because he's in such good form. The factor that really swung me towards Marseille is the back three at PSG. So this season, I think for the first time, we've got two first choice members of that back three missing. Kimpembe has already been out for a while injured and Sergio Ramos is suspended, having got sent off last week. So Marquinhos is the only one of the three that's playing, which means we'll be seeing the back three that starts this weekend start for the first time, which is likely to be Marquinhos, Danilo Pereira, who's playing out of position really at centre-back. He's more of a midfielder, and probably Nordi Mukiele coming in. Just haven't played as a unit before. And none of the three is naturally the left-sided of the three, because that is a position where PSG failed to sign somebody in the summer, which is another one, I think, of Mbappe's issues. So I just think there'll be a little bit of uncertainty. And with Alexis Sanchez and Dimitri Payet and you know, I mean, Harit, players like that, they should get a few more chances against PSG than you would if they had their first choice back three out. And that's when we're towards both teams to score bet, which I'm happy to do, because I think despite the problems, I think PSG will score. They nearly always do score at home. And Mbappe, to be completely fair to him, has a great record of actually playing quite well. When there are issues going on off the pitch, we actually saw that when, you know, the contract discussions were going on in the first place. And there's a good chance...
When he was banging them in against Real Madrid last season in the Champions League, and there was all the talk around then.
I mean. Exactly. So he actually is able to stay focused on the pitch. And we think Messi may well be back for this game. We're not sure yet. But I think we've seen the last two matches, both in the league and the Champions League, just how important he is now, because they've struggled to create chances really in those two matches that they've played without him. So I think there's a good chance of PSG actually still functioning on the pitch, but I am a little bit concerned about their back three. And that's why, yeah, I'm happy to go with both teams to score. I preferred it to the over goals. The over goals line is set at 3.25 at around evens. So you would need four goals in the game in order to make a profit. Not quite sure. And like you, Steve, on the handicap, PSG minus 1.5 on the handicap. So you need them to win by two goals. We're not really seeing that from them at the moment. And now they're facing, you know, arguably the second best team in League One. So I didn't fancy the handicap. So it's a slightly short price on both teams to score, but I actually think it's a pretty good pick on this game, given, you know, what we know with the team news.
Yeah, I'm going for the cards here. And there's one thing to say, this actual bet, it's not available right now. It's not priced up because it will be definitely closer to the weekend. And my pick is going to be over 4.5 cards. And I'm happy to take anything here minus 250 or better in terms of price. But I suspect the price will be closer to like minus 130. Benoit Bastian's the referee here, and he has been dishing out a lot of cards this season, an average of 6.22 per game, 50 yellow cards and 6 reds in 9 games. And this meeting between the two teams in Paris especially always seems to produce a lot of cards. There's the infamous one a few years ago, 14 yellows and 5 reds. But 5 of the last 6 meetings that have not been at the Stade Velodrome have contained at least 5 cards. And I mean, I think the yellows are going to be shown plentiful here. And it just, to me, is an obvious pick. It's a spicy game. Both teams will get stuck in. Wouldn't at all surprise me to see a red card at all. So over 4.5 cards, as I say, I don't know the exact price yet, but whatever it is, as long as it's not ridiculously short, worse than minus 250, then take it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously talking about the last time Marseille won there, and there was those 5 red cards right at the end of the game as well, back in September 2020. Mm. PSG did beat Marseille at home 2-1 last season. I think the thing you were saying as well, James, on that, in terms of if you're Igor Tudor and you know things are a bit fractured at Paris Saint-Germain, and you're a club that can rattle, you do rattle. You go there and you try and rattle Paris Saint-Germain. It was even interesting watching the players come off the bus. I know we need to get back to more picks, but Hakimi and Mbappe are best buds, aren't they? We know that. That's a famous thing. And they were so isolated coming off the team bus the other day as a pair, you know, hanging out with each other, walking in. It just doesn't... We were waxing lyrical about the fact that front three were reminding us of the Messi, Neymar, Suarez front three at the start of the season, and it's already
falling to pieces. There are serious issues there. There are players in that Marseille squad as well, Rob, who, you know, who don't really need firing up. I'm thinking there of Matteo Guendouzi. He'll be absolutely...
Oh, he'll be loving it.
He'll be loving this, you know. He's really taken to Marseille now. He's from Paris, is Guendouzi. So, yeah, but he's an adopted Marseille now. And, yeah, he'll be well up for it.
Alexis he's one of my Sanchez. Banker for the cards.
Yeah, he's bound to be, you know, getting involved in some tough challenges. And Alexis Sanchez, he's obviously a top pro. And will be absolutely keen to show what he can do against, you know, a huge club here.
He'd love it, wouldn't he?
He'll love it.
Former teammate Messi at Barcelona, of course, as well.
Yeah, of course, you know. And media reports this week about just how well regarded he is already in that dressing room.
Very, very talkative. So why did they lose, James, last weekend? What on earth?
I have no idea. Do you know what, Steve and Rob? I have no idea. It was
2-1 to promoted Ajaccio, yeah.
Yeah, very, very odd. Own goal. Shot out of nowhere for Ajaccio. But putting that aside, Marseille created very, very little. I don't know. And that is a concern because they were so poor in the final third. I just think this will be a different game. I think they'll be up for it. I tend to think that was a one-off bad performance rather than a sign of any sort of slide. We'll know a bit more by the time we go into this game because they've played Sporting in the Champions League. But yeah, it was very odd last week. They were very flat. Could just be a bit of mental fatigue catching up with them, given they're into this rhythm of two games a week. I do expect a lot more from them this weekend, and I think we'll get it.
Okay, I think we have to leave this game. But finally, Steve Quigley, the cards market. Cards markets become available on BetRivers closer to kickoff.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they've got Champions League they're focusing on still this week and Europa League. So the markets will come up certainly at the latest.
I don't see those on the midweek, just before we're going to record.
As I say, these card markets will come up for a big match like this in France on Saturday evening. They'll be out there, so keep your eye out for the price and the card. I wouldn't want to put anyone off back in red card either, because I think that's not an official pick, but I think there could be one.
Kylian Mbappe after a hat trick or something gets a red card. Okay, let's move on. It's hard because we've got so many notes, so many interesting things to talk about that game, but we have to move on. We've got 5 other games to get to still. So let's start with the Friday night football. Strasbourg against Lille. First win of the season for Strasbourg. I think it was you, Steve, talking about their XG and not taking their chances. Kevin Gamero got a lovely goal in that game.
Yeah.
And you've got the pick here.
Both teams to score because they only have one clean sheet between them all season. So it just kind of makes sense, doesn't it? And they're still underachieving Strasbourg on their expected goals. They're minus 6.23, worse than they should be in terms of scoring. But they had a good win last week, 3-2 against Angers. That's going to put their confidence up. Lille kept a rare clean sheet last week against Lens, but there was a missed penalty. Now, if that penalty goes in for Lens early on, it's a completely different game, and I think it would have exploded. But I just see this being quite an explosive, high-scoring game. I mean, over 2.5 has hit in 8 out of 10 Lille matches this season. I prefer to go with both teams to score because with Strasbourg, you're never far away from a one-all draw, in my opinion. But again, it's a pretty obvious one. I mean, Strasbourg have scored in 8 out of 10 games this season. They conceded 14 goals. Lille have scored 18, but conceded 18. I think there's enough offensive strength at both ends of the field. Neither defence is fully reliable. I think the price here is minus 140 for both teams to score.
You got 120 is what you have.
Minus 120. So it's even better than that. I think it's a really big price for both teams scoring here on two defences that rarely keep clean sheets. So a pretty obvious pick to start off the round, really. I think, the one-all is in play, but I think someone will probably win it like 2-1.
Okay, and let's stay with that then, because you've got another both teams to score bet for Lorient Rams on Saturday.
This is a seriously both teams to score show, isn't it? Full stop. There's loads of them, but... This was a kind of a late selection from me, but I couldn't get away from another BTTS. It's just Lorient. 8 out of 10 of their games, both teams scoring. 7 out of 10, both teams scoring in Stade Rams fixtures. And both sides have got a gun goal scorer in Terran Moffey and following Balogun. 8 goals for Moffey, 6 goals for Balogun. And I think when you've got a reliable goal scorer in each rank, that really fills me with quite a lot of confidence. Lorient are going amazingly well at the moment. It's not even impossible that they could be top of the table by the end of this round, I do believe. Yeah, they could be. They could be top of the table by the end of this round. Imagine that. I actually think they'll win, but Rams are a difficult side to predict and are capable of anything on the day. And I feel that Lorient are due some bad luck soon. Maybe it'll come here, but I certainly think both teams are going to score the game in this game. Lorient scored 21 goals this season and they've got a fairly high XG as well. Rams have conceded 19 times and have the 4th worst XG in the whole division. But they've also had 3-1 all draws. So I do want that 1-1 draw on my side. I did consider the overs. I did consider Lorient to win. But ultimately, I think BTTS here at minus 128 is not a bad price when you consider the factors at stake. Very similar to the Strasbourg-Lille game, really, in terms of my reasoning. Sometimes there's not too much else you can say. So I'll let us crack on with the next one. BTTS at minus 128.
What do you think to that, James?
Yeah, I had a look at BTTS on a lot of these games. We're looking through the programme this weekend. You've got lots of games where your instinct really is that... both teams should score. And on the goals count generally in this division, we had a couple of match days where it dipped a little. It went back up again last weekend. I think we had, leaving the PSG game out, I think six out of the other nine went over 2.5 goals. And the division is still averaging over three goals a game for the season. So there's no signs of the high scoring patterns in League One stopping at the moment.
Okay, let's go to, we've got another Saturday game to get to, I think, for Steve. But let's have one of your picks here, James. So we'll move to Sunday. How about Auxerre versus Nice? Nice got that much needed first home win of the season against Troyes, but it was a little bit dicey, wasn't it? Nicolas Pepe it scoring was. Again in successive games. What have you seen here?
So I'm going on Nice to win this game, Rob, this weekend away at Auxerre. Starting with Auxerre, they've sacked their manager this week. Jean-Marc Furlan has gone on the back of making an obscene gesture at the away at the opposition fans last weekend. He thinks the club are using that as an excuse to get rid of him because it... Maybe they're thinking they can get him on a contractual issue. But the long and the short of it is Jean-Marc Furlan has gone. He's been sacked as Auxerre manager. We flagged him up already this season as a manager who has an unbelievable League Two record. He's been promoted five times and is terrible in terms of record in League One. And here we are, he's gone before the end of October. He just doesn't actually seem like to like working in this division.
How can you not get better at it?
It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. And for him to go this early is just remarkable because it's following the pattern that he's had his entire career. Now, we don't know who the new manager will be. We don't know if there'll be a new permanent manager in place this weekend. There's a lot of talk that it might be Sabri Lamouchi, the former Nottingham Forest and Rennes manager, who is he would be a popular choice. He was a member of the most successful Auxerre team of all time. They did the double in 1996 with Laurent Blanc and with Sabri Lamouchi in the side. So he looks like he might be a front runner. Whoever they bring in, I think they will have issues at Auxerre with just adapting to a new manager. And the reason for that is that Furlan was the most prescriptive manager in League One in terms of how he wanted his team to play. He famously wouldn't pick players until they'd absolutely come on board with the tactics that he wanted them to use. He has filled that squad with players that he's worked with before at other clubs just to save him time in explaining to them how he would like them to play. So what you're left with here is a Jean-Marc Furlan squad at Auxerre, and he is no longer the manager. So whoever comes in will have to sort of deprogram some of these players, I think. Maybe won't want some of them because they've been handpicked to play a particular way. And yeah, I think this weekend it could be an issue for them because they might be a little bit lost without him. There is a bit of talk that there's some issues in the dressing room with the pro Furlan players who've worked with him before and the rest. I don't know whether that's true or not. So I think there could be issues. Back in Nice is a bit of a risk. Steve and I don't think we still like Nice. We're concerned about whether there's a team there taking shape because they threw so many new players into the squad over the summer without really having a plan. But the reason I'm backing them, other than the problems at Auxerre, is I think there's enough talent in this Nice squad, in terms of individual talent in attack, to get the win against a pretty average Auxerre defence. And we've seen these players start to function recently. Nicolas Pepe scored last weekend. Sofiane Diop, who was a big money signing for Monaco this summer, is starting to play well. Andy Delort scored from the penalty spot. So I'm really backing Nice here to just have enough quality, probably on an individual basis rather than a collective basis, over the 90 minutes to get the win. It's a bit of a risk, but the price on Nice is plus 108, and I felt odds against. I'm willing to take that against an Auxerre side who, yeah, they could be a little bit lost this weekend without their manager.
Okay, let's get to a game that both of you have interest in then. It is Toulouse versus Angers on a Sunday. Toulouse, one of the most talked about teams on the show. 11th place, they came from behind to draw with Lyon in the 10th round of fixtures. Angers 17th, losing to Strasbourg. So why are you into this one, Steve?
I've got two picks for this game. I've got BTTS at minus 143. That's a full unit. And I've got a half unit on Toulouse to score more than 2.5 goals on their own at plus 280, which I think is a really big price. Reasoning here, Angers have conceded at least three goals on six occasions this season, which is huge. And we saw Toulouse against Montpellier recently. They beat them 4-2. this side, when they start to score goals, they don't stop. They don't just turn off like the last 20 minutes. They go for hunting for more goals, and they are facing a really, really soft defence here. So I think there's terrific value on the home team scoring at least 2.5 on their own. I like BTTS though, because Angers do tend to get on the score sheet. 7 out of 10 games they've scored in this season, and they have a fairly decent XG, 16.12, which is a 5.12 underachievement. So BTTS for me, that's the main pick. And then this half unit on Toulouse themselves to score over 2.5 goals. Fairly straightforward.
Yeah, very similar thinking really from me, Rob, here. I think Toulouse, for those that didn't see them last season, because they were in League Two last season, got promoted, played a very positive attacking style of football. As Steve said, they like to get more goals when they're in the leading games. And they've got the same manager and largely the same players. And I think what they will do this season to try to stay in this division, which is their priority, is get the points against sides that are either no stronger than them or weaker than them at home. I think this is where they can really ensure they stay in the division. So I think the visit of Angers, who are weaker than them based on what we've seen so far this season, is a great opportunity for Toulouse to play their natural game and get 3 points on the board. So I'm backing over 2.5 goals here, which is available at -125. And just quickly on the stats, 14 out of 20 matches involving these two teams this season have had over 2.5 goals. And 6 of the 9 relevant home and away games, so that's Toulouse's home games and Angers' away games, six out of 9 have also had over 2.5 goals. So the stats are in your favour. And I think the way that Toulouse will attack this game suggests it will be open and we will see chances and we should see goals.
Different bets for the boys this week, but a similar energy, really, to those for Toulouse-Angers. Should be entertaining on Sunday. Let's quickly switch back to Saturday. Steve, you've got the final pick of the weekend. So would this make it 4.5, 5.5 picks?
This is another half unit pick. This is my goal scorer pick. Scorer pick of the week. Ailey Vahey. Yeah, Lens versus Montpellier. Ailey Vahey to score any time for Montpellier. +333. I think it's a huge price on a player that scored 5 goals in 10 starts this season. I can't believe the prices for this game, by the way. Lens are -2.78 favourites. This is the most wrongly priced game of the whole weekend, in my opinion, in Liga. There's no way they should be this sort of price against anyone, even Ajaccio in the league, in my opinion, right now. So, I mean, the handicap's -1.25. Montpellier are grossly underrated, but I don't trust them enough to put any money on a handicap myself. So I'm looking for an angle. All their goal scorer any times are overpriced and what they should be. Vahey is a quality player. He's going to go places in football, I tell you. This lad, he nearly scored an incredible individual goal last week, but was stopped by the last defender. If they do get on the score sheet, it's likely to be him. Either that or a Savanier free kick, I would say. So +333, just for him to find the back of the net. He's going to be playing up front against Alonso side, who their defence statistically is not bad, but they are overachieving by 4 goals in their XGA terms. So I think they can be got at. And I think there's definitely value on Montpellier here. And James, I think, didn't you have them on a plus handicap a couple of weeks ago? For some reason, they're really underrated by the bookmakers. But because of the way they play, they can see so many goals, you can't trust them. So this is my angle, the goal scorer. I do like to have a goal scorer pick on the show. And Ailey Vahey, anytime, +333.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great young player. He's probably flying under the radar a bit simply by being at Montpellier. If he was at a bigger club, I think more people would have heard about him. The way he plays is remarkable. He's absolutely fearless, very confident lad. Scoring goals in League One against good defences at a very young age. So that price on him to get goals, he's not playing PSG, he's not playing Marseille, he's playing Lens, who are having a good season. They will be below strength in defence, won't they, with Jonathan Gradit still out, one of their back three. There are some big goal scorer prices on individuals in League One. We've seen that before with you backing them, Steve. So, yeah, great pick.
Okay, that's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly League Up broadcast, brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. This is the part of the show where we pick. We got to get to something here, boys, because you don't want to do it anymore. Your favourite pick for the week.
Now, well, Steve, it never seems to win, does it? My favourite pick of the week never seems to win.
Steve's the one with the problem. So let's address it, Steve. I'm listening. What's wrong, mate?
I mean, the only time I think I ever won with this was when I had the Angers to score a goal. That's
what
the pick was.
One of our favourite bets of the season. Yeah. They're not coming in?
I don't know. Look,
pick a pick of the week.
It's a bit of a mental block now.
Are you superstitious?
No, but I'm just tempted to say something that I've not even selected yet, just so.
It's a curse.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just say a jet suit and beat Tuar or something. I don't know. But
just do a pen and a piece of paper, Steve. Just pick one that way.
I mean, my favourite bet does have to be the cards in PSG. I just think it's going to be these yellows and reds everywhere. So
no, it's going to be fiery, isn't it? Surely.
So that would be my favourite pick of the week. We don't know the price yet, but that is my favourite.
James, are you not going to do this anymore either? Well, you're perfectly entitled to not do it. Our boss has not told us to do this, so we just do it for fun. But
yeah, we do. Do you know what? I've not actually been keeping track of mine. That might be the thing to do, Steve. Just don't check. Like, I've not been checking.
Yeah, but
I've been
have
doing.
You met Steve? He knows everything that's going on. It's all up there, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think I failed last week because it was I think I went with Marseille when they had that surprise defeat.
I can't believe that. I still can't believe that pick. Like, they were so crazy. Bad.
Yeah, so I'm avoiding them anyway, Rob, this week. I'm going with the Toulouse-Angers pick. My pick of the week is over 2.5.
All right.
In that game, which is minus 125, let's hope that avoiding Marseille pays off.
Good man. And if Steve's bets come in, I'm sure he's going to wear the same polo shirt and do a load of superstitious things to make sure that the wins come in the week after as
well. Let's just hope we've got a bit of momentum going now, and let's get this show hopefully over 10 units profit.
I was messaging
Jack Wright on the championship show. I said, well, go on, let's get both of our shows over 10 units profit soon. So come on, let's have a big week.
Some great picks this week. James, Steve, thank you very much. A reminder, if you want more from the guys on Twitter, it's @BecauseWeWin. That's the account to follow. And for all the European football shows, and all the prices are available at the Bet Rivers website. Goodbye from Steve, James and myself, and we'll see you for round 12 of the Top Flight season in France next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the Bet Rivers Network.